Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Kickoff 2013. This is the coach, Bill Sparkman. Thanks for joining today. Today's topic is called Bound for Success. All aboard for your best year ever. Now, this train is heading for what I call Six Figuresville, and I'm going to give you on this session the exact steps that you can utilize this year to achieve a six-figure income or more, let's put it that way, whether you're a new in the business or you are a seasoned loan officer. And I'm also going to show you how to do that working half days. What's better than that, huh? Now, of course, you're going to have to choose which 12 hours, but you can get all you want out of life working half days. Now, we've got three stops to make. And the first stop, I'm going to give you really a few comments on my game plan this year, the business plan that I've created called Game Plan 2013. In fact, if you have not received a copy of that, just let me know, and I will be happy to get you a copy. You can let me know at bill@billsparkmanthecoach.com. Second stop, I'm going to be looking at giving you the you know, the sort of the foundations. These are what I consider to be the 10.5 ways to create a predictable six-figure income. And I say predictable, I think that may be one of the keys for all of us, finding ways to create not only predictable but forecastable income. And the third stop, I'm going to be giving you my what I consider to be the 2013 top lead generation strategies. So turn off any distractions unless you're driving, and listen for your nugget on this call. And when I say a nugget, what that really means to me is it's that one idea that you're going to be willing to take immediate action on, just versus a whole bunch of more ideas that I'm going to throw at you. So listen for the one that you know that you're going to be able to utilize in your plan. You know, I think I'm going to start. I'm going to start with the first stop, giving you my business and life goals. You know, the 10.5 ways to create predictable income, and you know, and to the ways to take your business this year over the top. So it may not be in the plan that you get from me, but I think that these 10 and a half steps are critical for your overall success. All right, so let's just start with first stop here. Number one, raise your expectations this year. You know, I think you have to wake up every single day expecting success. Now, of course, that success also has to be backed with action, and not only action, but the right action. But raise your expectation. This is going to be a great year, and it will be at the very beginning because you said so. And now I hope we'll be able to put the plan together to make that happen. Number two, stay focused every day on the things that you can control and those things that you're in charge of. I guess avoid those things that are out of your control. I think if you can find a way to do that, it will be the one thing that will create for you less frustration and less stress in your business. Focus on those things that you can change. Number three, if you want to make more money this year, if that's part of your goal for 2013, I suggest that you start hanging around people who make more money than you do. It's been said you'll become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So you might want to take a look at those that you are currently spending time with. You know, I've got three coaches. I figured I've got to find a way to surround myself with people that are making more money than me and are smarter than me. Everything that I've tried, everything that I've done, as well as you, can only get you so far. To get any higher, I think we've got to raise the bar for ourselves. So, number four, simplify your life and your business plan. I believe that it's simple gets done. It's the complicated that never gets off the ground. I think you'll see an example of that when we get to going over the business plan. Number five, stop overthinking every new idea. You know, if you an example, if you pick up a nugget or two from today's call, you don't overanalyze it, don't overthink it. Get it into action and make adjustments as you go. There are people that will in our business be working on their plan deep into February, I'm sure. And overthinking every idea they've got to grow their business for next year. It may well become this whole concept of overthinking overanalyzing, overplanning. It may become procrastination in disguise. So don't overthink it. Get it out there, get it in practice, and make adjustments as you go. Number six, let's see. I'm going to say this, expand your comfort zone. I didn't say step out of it. I think we've heard that from too many other trainers I've heard. It's like, get out of your comfort zone. Well, I kind of like my comfort zone, you know what I mean? So, but I am willing to expand my comfort zone. Maybe let in new ideas, let in new concepts, so let in new viewpoints, let in new strategies. So maybe just expand your comfort zone this year. Number seven, take more timeouts. How about that? You know, during the day, I think it's healthy to just stop the noise, even for a few minutes. Stop the distractions. Turn off your phone. Turn off the computer. No more emails. Just be quiet for a few minutes. It is amazing to me what can come to me in those moments of silence. So, you know, just more timeouts. You know, I thought it was interesting that, you know, I noticed that it seemed like the kids are the only ones that they get timeouts every day. You know, I'm trying more and more often just to put myself in a timeout every single day. Number eight, show up more. This is the year of participation. You know, my definition, you know, I believe luck is a choice, first of all. Luck is not a coincidence. You know, luck for me is just showing up at the right time, at the right place, with the right plan, just absolutely getting out there and participating at a high level. So show up more. And we teach the kids, you know, if you want more out of life, show up more. You know, if you want more out of your business, show up more. If you want less, show up less, I guess. Number nine, discover your brilliance this year. I want you to really focus your time, your energy, your effort this year on your own unique talents and just kind of find a way to leverage those. You know, life's too short to perfect your weakness. Discover those things that you're really good at and find a way to build your business around those. Number 10, practice saying no this year. Okay, this may be the year of, you know, stop overcommitting. You know, this is the time to get yourself very clear about things like client retention, the kind of business that you accept. And we have to become better at, I think a lot of us, better at just saying no. And I think a fast no is better than a long drawn out maybe any day. And number 10.5, 10 and a half is you got to do the work. Joining the gym won't get you in better shape. Plans don't create better results. I think that it's the execution of what you come up with that's important to you that will have the best chance of creating something new in your life. So just understand you do have to do the work. There's no doubt about that. So that's my 10 and a half ways to help you create less stress, less frustration, less disappointments, and a better outcome, as well as a higher potential for predicting your income in the future. Well, okay, let's start with the business plan now. Second stop, I'm going to go over the business plan that I've created, and I just want to give you a couple of, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I've got for those that have received it, you know that I've got a 26-page business plan for the loan originator. But, of course, I'm going to get that down to just one page for you. But I want to go over a couple of things in that plan that I think are very important before we start talking about the top marketing strategies and lead generation strategies for 2013. So second stop is called Game Plan 2013. You know, in that plan, I sort of started off giving you what I consider to be the seven pillars of success. Now, I don't care what business you're in, I think these seven pillars will really, you know, they apply to any business. And I'm not really sure that these are the seven pillars, but they're my seven pillars. I'm not sure which one of these I would eliminate, let's put it that way. And very simply, the seven pillars are, number one, preparation. And that's sort of what you've been doing for the last period of time. It's what we're doing a little bit of today. I think being prepared is one of the top keys of building your business strongly. Second pillar is lead generation. We'll talk a little bit about that. Third pillar is lead conversion. We've got to find a way to take these leads, convert them to appointments, and convert those appointments into closings. But lead conversion is key. That's all about sales skills. The next pillar is called lead management. It's finding a way to manage those leads, having them in the right system also for doing that. The next pillar is presentation. You've got to have great presentation skills, which for me starts with high energy right off the bat. The next pillar is client retention. Once you get them, you got to keep them. I think that's key. And the last pillar, at least of the seven that I've created, is just called persistence. And it's almost this year a stubborn persistence. It would be like the persistence of a three-year-old. You know, most people are persistent. Most people are committed right up until it gets difficult. So, you know, this is called that persistence to go all the way. Let's put it that way. So that's the seven pillars. I've also given you a page in your plan to really come up with what it is going to take to keep you motivated all year. And just a clue on that, I think motivation simply comes from purpose. And I've given you a page to help you define the purpose of your business. Because I think when you operate and you are involved in anything, from a relationship to a business to a task to a project, if you're involved in anything that has high purpose to you, if you're involved in something that's important to you, I think motivation is natural. I think when you're really doing something important, you don't have to worry about going and listening to a motivational tape or a CD. So purpose comes from high motivation comes from purpose, and I've given you a page in your plan to really take a look at that. I've given you a whole page to look at your marketing evaluation for 2012, so that you can really start to decide what you want more of and what you want less of and what you want to do more of and what do you want to do less of. But it'll be very clear with the page I've given you to really analyze where your business has come from. I've given you a page that's all about where it is that you need to get better. I think getting better, improvement, is not it's not an option. I believe that it's a choice, and we've got to get real clear at where I need to make the most improvements in my business. So I've given you a self audit. It's a page that's called the Loan Originator Reality Check that you'll be able to really grade yourself in about 13 different areas of your business. And when you're done completing that reality check, you'll have a pretty good idea of those areas of your business where you most need to get better. And really, it's just a little bit better. I'm not too big on these quantum leaps. I think if you could define three or four or five areas of your business, and you could get 5% better than you were last year, that could be like a 25% overall increase in your effectiveness in your business alone. So just a little bit better. But I do believe that improvement, it's not an option. Things are changing too quickly in our business. Oh, I've given you a page after you get done really looking at some of the other things that I've given you. It's called a 10-step game plan. So it really takes this 26-page business plan, and it reduces it down to just one page. It's a one-page action plan where you can begin to look at you can look at the goals that you want to set for yourself, whether it's income, volume, units closed, and then you can go right through the plan, and by the time you finish that one page, you'll have your 10-step game plan for 2013. I've given you a page after that where you can actually reduce whatever your goal is down to daily activities and daily focus. Let's see how to say that. If you if you've set a goal for yourself to make six figures, and let's just say, and I know six figures could be 900,000, but it could be 100,000. So if your goal was to earn $100,000 this year in 2013, if we were talking one on one, I'd just ask you, that sounds really good. So how many contacts and how many appointments do you need every day to reach that income goal? I'd rather have you focusing your time and your attention and your intention every day on on the contacts and the appointments rather than, you know, I've got to make all this money and divide it by 12. And I'd rather have you focusing every day on that alone, contacts and appointments. So I've given you a form for that for you, where it starts off if you want to make $100,000 and you made $2,500 per transaction, that's pretty simple. You need to close 40 units to hit your goal. That part's easy. You know, you get down to, you know, that's just 3.5 loans per month and I'll make $100,000. So right off the bat, I'd rather focus on 3.5 loan closings per month than I need to make $100,000 this year. Get enough loans in the pipeline and everything will come out just fine. Now, so that's closings. But now we've got to take it even a little bit deeper. How many originations do you have every month to hit the 3.5, to hit the 40 for the year? So I've given it to you based on a 75% conversion rate. It's 6 applications per month. So it boils down 100,000 to 1 new loan per month, 3.5 closings a week, and that I think is going to be easier for you to focus on as well. Now, I've also given you the tools, the strategies, the accountability, and the structure for those daily money-making activities. I've given you some time management tools along the way that'll help you keep the main thing every day. You've got tools for that. So it's not just, I'm not leaving you with just the idea. You have several pages on prospecting strategies, back to numbers again, to help you achieve the numbers that you've come up with from the reducing your goal from income to appointments page. So you've got those. I've given you a couple of pages on what I consider to be the 52 ways to have your best year ever. You can take a look at that 52 ways. So it's just a way per week to have a great year for yourself. And that great year is closely related to you achieving what you say that's important to you. So you got that. I don't want to go over more that. If you don't have the business plan that I've created, Game Plan 2013, just let me know. I'll give you a copy of that. And once you have it, whether you use my plan or you use your plan, somebody recently asked me, what do you think the best plan is? Well, for me, the best plan is the one that you'll actually use, the one that you'll execute. It could be on a cocktail napkin. Tell me what you want. Tell me how you're going to get it, and tell me the strategies that you're going to use, and tell me what you're going to do when you get off course. I mean, it's very simple when you really look at the key to accomplishment. So you'll have all of that, and again, whether it's your plan or my plan, find the one that matches your style, your personality, and the one that will keep you engaged every day in growing your business. Well, we're ready for the third stop on this on our little trip to Six Figuresville. And that third stop is what I consider to be the top marketing strategies, the top lead generators for 2013. I'm going to give you my take. These are lead generation strategies that we are currently using, the ones where we're getting the best results, number one, and the most accelerated results. And I think that's what we're all looking for. So here's sort of here's the foundation for how we build our marketing. Number one, I've given you a little bit of at the beginning, talking about focusing on your strengths. I want you to find out and discover and at least reveal for yourself those things where you have the highest level of confidence, where you're the strongest. If you told me that your strengths are speaking to groups, you feel you've got a high confidence level in group marketing. Well, don't you know that when we start creating your personal marketing strategies, we're going to build that around getting you in front of groups. And the reason is that's what you are the strongest at. That's what you will do the most of. You know, why focus on those things that you're not really that good at? You won't do them anyway. You know, the people that say, well, you just have to do a little bit of everything in our business. I don't believe so. You know, you find out what you're really good at, and let's rally around that. Number two, we're going to balance high touch and high tech, and I think that that's a key. You know, I was taught this business many years ago that you you create a fortune in this business by kissing babies and shaking hands. You get out there and get excited about what you do every day and talk to more people. If you're not on an appointment every day, you have no way of making any money, so just get out there and play mortgage. Okay, I got that. But there's also, with the advancement in technology, I think that we have to balance those two, the high touch as well as the high tech. And I'm going to give you a couple of ideas in our strategies for both of those. I will say that I think technology may have created more professional casualties, even from formerly high-producing loan officers, probably than anything else. But still, I'm okay. We're going to balance the two, high-tech, high-touch. We're going to balance today business and someday business. You know, a better way to say that is, you know, we're all looking for that qualified loan today. So we're looking for. But we're also building our business for the future. So I think we, again, are balancing the today marketing with the someday marketing or the future marketing. We've got to do a good job at both. Referral and consumer direct business, I think, is going to be really important. You know, consumer direct marketing as well as referral-based marketing. I think one of the top and one of the easiest ways to meet a realtor is by having a pre-approved buyer. So we do a lot of our marketing today to generate more pre-approved qualified leads. Because if I can do that, you know, if my systems, if they work and you're generating buyers, well, you won't have any trouble meeting realtors. I can tell you that right off the bat. It's the one thing every realtor wants, a pre-approved buyer. So anyway, but we're balancing both referral versus consumer direct marketing so that you can have some of those leads to give your agents. And you know what? No dabbling this year. Find your niche and spend more time in it and get rich in your niche. I think that's another, you know, that's another potential roadblock or potential, you know, landmine for most loan originators. You get so much going, you don't stay with it long enough, and you just keep going all over the map. So I think you've got to figure out, again, find your strengths, find those marketing and lead generation strategies that match those strengths, but you don't need that many of them. I think maybe three, maybe four at the most. Is all you're going to need to create what you say you want this year. And the marketing that, at least that I, you know, the marketing that I teach, the marketing we're using, are really in three distinct types. We do relationship-based marketing, remember, high touch. We do automated marketing, maybe high tech. And then we're also utilizing database marketing, and we're trying to balance the three. And I think that's part of the key. So I want to give you at least some ideas for each one of those different types of marketing so that you can find the ones that maybe actually, again, match your style the best. So I'm gonna just give you what do we got today? The top 10 and a half? People always say, well, how come you have the 10 and a half? Well, everybody's got the top 10, everything. I've got the top 10 and a half for you. So let's start with, and I'm not going to go into the long, drawn-out strategy for each, but I want to stretch your mind. I want you to look at these distinct types of marketing we're doing and then, again, see which one matches your strength or the ones that you really want to move forward on. And once you decide that, I do have several other tools that you can have access to into each one of these strategies that you're interested in. So I'm going to start with it's my for sale by owner marketing system that's taken probably 20 years to perfect. You know, my for sale by owner system that we work is really aimed at only one thing, and that's turning a for sale by owner into a lead machine. Now, my system, it's relationship-based. We are giving for sale by owners done-for-you marketing tools that they can use. Remember, you're not a threat to a for sale by owner. And in some of the areas that you're calling from today, I know that equity is a challenge. A for sale by owner would love to have a realtor. They just don't have any equity to pay for one. So what we're using is, and again, you're not a threat to them. You're not there to take money from a for sale by owner. I've got tools that I bring to them to help them actually market their home better. But at the same time, the strategies that we give the for sale by owner also generates leads for you and I. So the for sale by owner system, I've had people say, oh, I've tried that before. It was just a waste of time. Well, you never tried my system. You haven't put into place the automated marketing tools that we set up for sale by owner that, again, can help them. I don't know if it's going to help them sell their home. I have no idea. But I do know this. They will get more leads. And every one of the leads they get also come to us. So, again, the for sale by owner system is all about generating leads. It's more like that consumer direct marketing, so that I can have leads to give to my realtor. Number two, this is, you know, think about all of the confusion that's still in our industry today, and I think that confusion creates opportunity. So the second marketing strategy is called teaching classes, and I think that whether it's teaching consumer classes, whether it's teaching classes to realtors, I think it could be one of your most important, especially if you said, hey, Bill, I'm really good in front of groups. Oh, then let's go educational marketing. There's no doubt about it. We've got to get in front of groups. Now, I've created three very different types of classes. We used to do seminars, but now we do classes, just a different connotation. When a consumer looks at advertisement for a seminar, there's always that, you know, they're going to try to sell me the story. We just do classes. I've got three hot topics that are all done for you. If this is something that you want to get involved in this year, we have a first-time homebuyer seminar called Welcome Home. We have a seminar for investors called How to Make a Fortune in a Down Real Estate Market. We've got another one called Get Mortgage Ready. That's our future business, bringing people in. That's an interesting one, though. Our Get Mortgage seminar is all about, our class is about increasing your FICO score. Now, if you're thinking, why would you want to do a class where you invite a bunch of people that can't qualify for a loan? Well, you know, it's taken a few years, but we've got that class set now where we generate as much qualified buyer business as we do anything else, as much as we do future business. So I still think it's a great class. And again, it's about confusion. Who understands FICO scores? We give that class to, we're doing it in schools, we're doing it in companies. Anyway, that's a good class. The investor class, that's a different audience. And the first-time homebuyer class is a different audience. Now, we've actually found ways to get people to attend those classes. I've got an enrollment strategy that absolutely works, only because I've given many classes where I was the only one that showed up. So we've worked very hard at how to put together our enrollment strategy. The actual content, it's pretty simple. It's actually having somebody to get there and listen to you that's the most difficult. So I've spent most of the time on the enrollment strategy. You have some great opportunity with realtor classes. Look at the changes that are on the books this year. Looks to what's changing with the qualified mortgage. Looks the changes with FHA. The change. There's so much changing, just that class alone. And once again, by putting that class on, there's this implied expertise. If you want more expertise and more credibility, whether it's with consumers or realtors, I can show you how to author your own book within 7 days. If that's interesting, let me know, and I'll show you how to do that. And by the way, when you are the author of your own book, it's a little bit easier also to get people to attend your classes. It's a little bit easier to get invitations to come and speak to organizations as well. So number two, teaching classes. The confusion creates mega opportunities for us this year. Number three, internet advertising. Now we've moved over to, see, the first two were more relationship-based. If for sale by owner is relationship-based up front, then we create the automation with the lead strategies. Teaching classes, that's relationship-based marketing. Now, internet advertising, that's more automated marketing. I like internet advertising for a number of reasons. Number one, it's free. Most of the loan officers that I coach don't have a huge marketing budget. There's over 20, maybe even 25 free classified websites that you can advertise on, and Craigslist being just one of them. There's another 20 or 25 other than that one. These become automated lead generators. We create very, let's see how to say this, we have target-specific ads. We don't just write ads, hey, you should buy a house, rates are low. I mean, we actually, you'd have to tell me, first of all, who you want to target, because all of our ads, again, are target-specific. I mean, do you want first-time home buyers? Are you looking for investors? Do you want? Tell me who you like to respond, and then we write the ads that way. In other words, an example of that. If you said, hey, Bill, I'm looking for first-time home buyers, I'd like to run some Internet ads since they're free. What have I got to lose? Let's try some. We've got a couple of ads that are working really good. We run most of our ads for buyers. We run under the headings of the Internet classifieds under homes for rent because, you know, I always figured if somebody's reading the Internet ads under homes for rent, they're probably moving. I don't know if they want a house or want to buy a home. I have no idea, but I do know this. They passed the first step. They're moving. So now I've just got to capture their attention. And I know in most cities, you know, rents are going up. They're not going down. Vacancies are going down, but rents are going up. I know that when they go to rent a home, they're going to probably have to put down first and last month's rent. I mean, it's not cheap to even go rent a place. So we're going after that group. We have an ad, just an example. It just says, why rent? Call for a list of homes available in your area for $100 down. Now, obviously, those are HUD homes, and I'm not trying to sell HUD homes. I'm trying to get more people to talk to. I'm trying to get into more conversations. This person's moving. They're going to go put $2,000 or $3,000 down to rent a house. I'd like to talk to them about that. So that would just be one. We've got another one for investors, and we've got a few other ads that are working. But consider this year Internet advertising. I'll give you a free website that you can go look at all of the available free sites. It's called agentceo.com, A-G-E-N-T, agent, and then CEO.com, and they list all these free sites. So you've got a way that you can actually try that, you know, and see what works for you. Number four, this is a little bit more about, database marketing almost, but it's for a specific group. This is e-marketing to your realtor contact list. I'm still big on that. We have to use every prospecting tool that we have today even to reach the realtor. Think about it. With virtual agents and agents working out of their home and agents not in the office, and it's not that easy even to talk to a realtor today. So what we're doing a lot of e-marketing to realtors. But we're doing it very specifically. I'm not much on sending realtors newsletters or the, you know, hey, rates are low, try me. Hey, ditch that lender you've been using and, you know, call me because I'm better. I mean, the field's pretty even. You don't have any special rates. You don't have any special products. Your service isn't any better than anybody else's. I mean, those three things most people are going to lie about anyway. So I think we've got to have something really good to say. And for me, there's only one reason to do any type of e-marketing. Number one, get a response. That's it. If you can't send something via email to a realtor that gets a response to you, then all you're doing is you're the information person out there. So we have very specific things that we look at the game plan you've got. You know that two pages, 52 ways to have your best year ever? That could be a subject line right there. You could in the body of your email just say, hey, if you haven't got a copy of my 52 ways to have your best year ever, let me know. I'll be sure to get you a copy. If you haven't gotten a copy yet of my 10.5 ways to generate more saleable listings, let me know. I'll get you that. So we're trying to come up with things that we know realtors will want, bottom line. And I think that's most imperative. I've got a flyer we used, last quarter. It was just called How Your Loan Can Be Denied with Perfect Credit and 20% Down, Top 10 Ways. Well, things that I know the realtor wants. So if you're going to do e-marketing, I'm all good with it. Put together your contact list. Put it in a group. I don't care what database it's in, even if it's in a Gmail group or an Outlook group. Have it so you can do your blast emails. We email market the realtors once per week. Closed clients, it's a little bit different. I'll give you that in a minute. But with the realtors, it's once per week as long as you have something good to say. And I think part of it is the response. You know, without that, pretty much we've got no closer to generating a lead than anything else. Number five, database marketing to your closed clients and referral sources. I look at your closed client database and your referral sources as your ATM machine. You know, it's been proven that 73% of business today comes from closed clients and third-party referrals. It's a part of your business you can't just, again, X out and say, forget it, I don't want to do database marketing. I mean, you have to build that database every day. We're trying to come up with more ideas to build the database than anything else, because the larger that database, the bigger chance I have at built-in transactions. So if you're going to email your closed clients and referral sources, and I say set up two separate databases, realtor database, contact list, and then a separate database of closed clients, friends, referral sources, etc. And then it gets down to, what do you send them? Once again, we're not sending, you know, recipes on how to make zucchini bread. We're sending things that are interesting. Now, again, these are your referral sources and closed clients. I suspect that these are all opt-in, permission-based email marketing. These are people that probably know you or who have forgotten you, but you need to make sure that they keep you at the top of their, what is it called, top of their mind or the tip of their tongue. Now, whatever you do send, we are always adding at the bottom of the email, and again, it's short. It isn't click here for some newsletter. It's just a very short, we get information from Google Alerts. We get good content. And at the bottom of every email, we have a showcase property of the month, because we send this email out once per month. Now, that showcase listing we get from one of our realtor partners. It just got to click through to the realtor. It has the actual picture of the house. Very simple. It just says 3-bedroom, 2-bath, the name of the city, and own this home for under $800 per month. We always highlight payment, and if you're going to actually put the exact payment, make sure that you are definitely in compliance. You know what that means. But the key is, I'm looking for response. I don't know if the people in my database want to buy a home, but I'm going to showcase a listing every month because they might know somebody that may be looking for a home. So rather than just tell them that, oh, I love referrals, give them something to give you a referral for. Anyway, more like that. Now, if I've gone to a realtor partner and asked them for one of their listings to put on my database marketing, do you think I have the right to ask that realtor to put me and highlight me on the database marketing they do? Well, that's a given. So I want you to dream this one up a little bit. You could have two or three realtors that are putting you in a click-through and your picture and your contact information as their go-to person lender right on their right on their database marketing. But why would they do that? Well, I go back to, because I'm putting them on mine first. Anyway, dream that one up. You know, this is your non-commissioned sales team. All of this database marketing, that's part of why we do it. I need more people out there remembering me, and I need more people out there cheering for me. Number six, we're utilizing payment yard signs. I have pictures of how they are compliant. I know that if I put a payment yard sign right next to a realtor sign on a listing, I'll get 10 times more calls than the realtor. Why? Payments are emotional. Our signs very clearly just say, own this home for, and it's got a payment, it's got the APR, it's got all the compliance at the bottom. But the key is, all people see is the payment. Now, we're using these on our for sale by owners to generate leads. We're using them on all of our realtors' listings under 200,000. We're using them with our builders. This is an automated lead generator. It starts with that. You know, I have a picture of that sign, once again, if you'd like to see what it looks like, but it's a lead generator. Why would a for sale by owner want to put my yard sign in their yard? Is simple as they're going to get more calls on their home. That's it. I don't know if they'll sell their house, but they will at least attract more attention than that little sign they got at the Home Depot that says for sale by owner. I'm sorry, I'll get more calls. Now, every time somebody calls, the for sale by owner and myself get notified by email and text. If it's on a realtor's listing, Every time somebody calls, I get notified, and so does the realtor via text and email. And how we do that is through the number 7, through the call capture technology that we use. I've got a vendor, it's almost like call capture technology on steroids. Call capture is not new. I've used it for 15 years. I just finally found, after spending all the money, the vendor that has the technology that's the tiebreaker. We're using things like auto text back features and things like that. So whether it's on our signs, our internet ads, we're using that same call capture, and the vendor I like is just hotlineamerica.com. And again, I'm only promoting that name for one reason. It works, and it's a killer product. And lastly, the price is ridiculous when you see what the price is. So anyway, that's number 7, that call capture. And again, dream it up. You can use that system for so many different things in so many areas of your business. Number 8, this is the year if you don't have one, start your blog. I believe in blogs. They don't even have to be on your website. Start a separate blog. Go to blogger.com. Go to wordpress.com. One of the reasons that I like the concept of blogging, for those that just went, oh, who's got time to write on a blog? Well, first of all, it's the number 2 way to increase your rankings with Google, according to Google. So if that was it, that's one of the reasons I'm going to do it. I've got 3 blogs. I outsource the content because I don't have time to write on them, but I'm doing it because it's increasing rankings. And if you're looking for content, there's free content generators. If you're saying, I don't know what to write, well, go to Google Alerts and just type in, you know, whatever you're looking for content, and let Google send you that content every week. You know, they'll actually send it to you every day, every other day, or once a week. Once a week will be fine. That's all the content you need. Upgrade it once a week. This is like 5 minutes. This isn't, we're not going overboard on high maintenance here. And if it still sounds like too maintenance, use a virtual assistant to set it up. I've got a virtual assistant called catchvpa.com. They'll do it. I don't want you to step over dollars to pick up nickels, number one. So all of those things in your business where you actually get paid way too much to do, you get paid to go sell. You get paid to prospect. You get paid to sit in front of people in appointments. That's where you make your money. Database managing and your blogging and your social media, outsource that, and the virtual assistant can help you stay focused on those activities that make you the most money. Well, we got just a couple left here. Number 9 is a Facebook subdivision, Facebook page. I'm big on that. That just means the area that you live, the subdivision you live in. Why don't you put together a Facebook business page in the subdivision? Let the neighbors know that you've created a Facebook page just for all the neighbors so they can talk if they need a babysitter, they got a bike to sell, or they're having a party or what have you. It's free to set up. The blog was free. I mean, everything I've given you almost is either free or the price is just right on. But this Facebook, again, you need to drain this up. Why do I want to put together a Facebook business page where I live? Well, first of all, it's a business page. It's a fan page. Only the neighbors can talk. First of all, you might generate leads just from the Facebook business page. And you don't have to put a whole thing in there. If you're ever thinking of refinancing or buying a home, give me a call, all that. You don't have to. They'll understand that because you're the one to put this together. But the key is, once again, we go to our favorite realtor and ask them if they'd like to be highlighted on our Facebook subdivision page, and you'd be happy to put them on there as long as they create one where they live and they put you on theirs. Do you see how you can get, you can exponentially increase the attention that you're looking for just by using some of the marketing tools that we've got, that you've got in place. I think there's a couple of great opportunities with personal mobile app, business cards people lose. Why don't you put together your own? Remember, this is the year of technology again. Put together your own mobile app. What if you had your own mobile app that had your picture, your contact information, a mortgage calculator? It was just a cool-looking app that you could then give to, up to 10 realtors. You could give your app so that if they're at an open house or they're talking to somebody, all they have to do is hit your app, and it's got all the information that they need on the mortgages, again, calculators for payment, the differences between different types of loan programs. It's a pretty good app. I think it's less than $7, maybe $6 a month, and you can give it to 10 realtors. Now, by the way, the realtor may be giving it to their clients as well, so because it's got their picture on it. These are customized with not only all your personal information right on your own app, but you can add the realtor, and you can add 10 of them separately and have 10 realtors with your app with their picture and contact information on it. Take a look at mymortgageapp.com, nexus.com. Again, price negligible, and I think I think it goes beyond price anyway. It's having something of value to give. Everything I think that you want to give to somebody, it's got to have value. And number 10 and a half is my corporate marketing strategy. If this is the year that you have just even begun to think about corporate marketing, you need to contact me. You let me know. I have an off-the-shelf employee benefits program that is absolutely killer. Absolutely can get you into companies as the preferred mortgage provider, and I mean it's really, really good. Now, it's not for everybody, but I'll tell you what, if you've ever considered the corporate marketing, and by the way, that you want to talk about predictable income, if you had your employee benefits package in 4, 5, 6, 7 companies, I can show you how to get them into the companies and start receiving automated leads, probably as many as you can even handle. So that's 10.5. Okay, all right, summary. There's nowhere to go on this. There's no ending, obviously. We're going to keep at this all year long through other business building podcasts. So just don't let the how stop you. You have too many resources these days. If you listened and you heard your nugget, get it into action as quickly as you can. There seems to be a huge gap between an idea and implementation. And the wider that gap, the less chance you have of ever getting it off the ground. So maybe it's just about, just narrow the gap. Remember that one about overthinking? If any of these have caught your attention, feel free to email me at bill@billsparkmanthecoach.com or simply go to my website, again, billsparkmanthecoach.com. And we'll see if we can't really provide you the information that you need and that you want to make this your best year ever. I'll look forward to talking to all of you again on our next podcast. Goodbye, everybody.